Too much of it in the form of accumulated rules, habits, and conventional wisdom, in Musk's opinion. Musk's engineers had refurbished the old Air Force launch pad to operate efficiently, scavenging gear to move quickly and cheaply. They were now building a new private spaceport in Texas. But the realities of the space business demanded that SpaceX fly its rockets from the Cape, far from where they were built and tested, on a launch pad leased from the government. The plain truth was that the government didn't even have its own rockets anymore. That was SpaceX's business now. On June 28, 2015, with launch in half an hour, a Falcon 9 rocket built by SpaceX stood on that pad. It was 230 feet tall and 13 feet in diameter. The area was clear of people so that Musk's creation could be fed thousands of pounds of liquid oxygen and high-test kerosene. The super-chilled fluid flowing through the machine caused the sticky Florida air to condense. Great bursts of steam made the rocket appear to breathe smoke, befitting the name of the spacecraft on top, the Dragon. Like a can of soda, most of a rocket's launch mass is fluid, but comparing an aluminum rocket to a can of Coca-Cola does the rocket a disservice.